Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
With thanksgiving in your heart and give him praise, give him praise. Coming through his presence with thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised, your voice is raised. Give glory and honor and power unto him, Jesus, the name above all names. Coming through his presence with thanksgiving in your heart and
for the moment that you call. Thank you.
1936, Mary Stevenson wrote, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could see only one set of footprints in the sand. So I said to the Lord, 'Why, when I needed you most, have you not been there for me?' The Lord replied, 'The times when you have seen only one set of footprints, my child, is when I carried you.'"
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I lean upon. This is my death, though eyes grow dim.
your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Got it all.
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Sometimes it seems as if everywhere we turn, we're bombarded with wickedness, perversion, and evil. And while the presence of sin appears to be ever increasing, it certainly is nothing new. Centuries ago, the psalmist David wrestled with sin and cried out to God, "Create in me a new clean heart, filled with clean thoughts and right desires." Today, as we face similar temptations, we need to pursue David's yearning for God to cleanse us and continually renew our spirits.
Will you take what we have, a sacrifice unto you, then create clean hearts, and Lord, make our spirits new. Father, blessed Father, lead and guide us for your name's sake, and keep us in the shelter of your presence till we see your face. Let us hear you say, let us know your voice and all of your ways. Take our hands, lead us home to the refuge that we find in you alone. Father, blessed Father, lead and guide us for your
I don't understand the ways of God. with my faith in God. I can see those mountains moving, and I know that Satan's losing. The Lord heard my cry. The Lord is on my side. Oh, tell me who can stand against his mighty hand. In my darkest hour, he has seen me.
There's an old saying, seeing is believing. We find it difficult to comprehend what's beyond our limited vision, namely God. The Apostle Paul puts it this way, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. We need to accept that God is far greater than we can imagine, and in so doing, find peace and hope that goes beyond this time and place.
Give me eyes to see more of who you are. May what I behold still my anxious heart. Take what I have known and break it all apart. For you, my God, are greater still. And no sky.
Greatness of our God. Thank you.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.